This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The International Committee of the Red Cross says Hamas militants have released two hostages that had been holding captive in the Gaza Strip. It was the second time the group has freed hostages seized in its bloody October 7th cross-border incursion into Israel. The hostages were identified by media as two Israelis. Israel pounded hundreds of targets in Gaza from the air on Monday, while its soldiers also fought Hamas militants during raids into the besieged Palestinian enclave. Deaths in Gaza are soaring and civilians are trapped in harrowing conditions. Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder has more.
Spokesperson for the Israeli military, Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari, said tanks and infantry went in overnight and killed, quote, squads of terrorists. The soldiers also tried to gather information on the 222 hostages being held by the Islamist Hamas, he said. In the Sheikh Radwan area of Gaza City, families were forced to flee an Israeli strike. Hundreds were killed by such attacks in the past 24 hours, mostly in the south of the narrow, densely populated strip, Gaza's health ministry said, bringing Palestinian deaths in the 2 weeks of Israeli strikes to more than 5,000.
Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder. U.S. President Joe Biden's administration wants to ensure safe passage for people out of Gaza, especially for U.S. citizens, White House National Security spokesman John Kirby said on Monday. Kirby said it was good to see ongoing humanitarian assistance, food, water, and medical supplies get into Gaza.
But we still want to see safe passage out, and particularly for the several hundred American citizens that we know are in Gaza and want to leave.
Kirby also said U.S. and Israeli officials have had frank discussions about Israel's pending Gaza ground invasion. This is